This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, coming to you absolutely live. No second delay as Micah Bede wrecks our display behind us. Senator Dean Smith from the Liberal Party in Western Australia. Don't ever forget, listeners, it was Dean's private member's bill that made marriage equality in this country possible.
And, Micah, we have to acknowledge that Dean was awarded the MacKinnon Prize for Political Leadership, which, as I understand it, the assessors for that were former Prime Ministers John Howard and Julia Gillard.
I know.
That's a bit of an honour, Dean.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It was a very, very humbling moment when I got the phone call. And it's, you know, being judged by your peers is really quite a, for me, it's quite a significant, you know, recognition that we've talked before about how it's been a bit sort of difficult for me over the last few months to sort of understand the magnitude. But when this was relayed to me, I thought, wow, okay, it was real, it did happen. It was most definitely a good thing. And
do you have to accept the award?
There's an oration in Melbourne in a couple of weeks' time, so I'm required to
come down for those.
Come down to Melbourne on Thursday
and go to those.
And prepare a speech.
Can we bag a couple of tickets for that?
Well, I could actually, absolutely, and prepare a speech and give an oration, and so my mind is now sort of turning to what sorts of things I might, you know, I might talk about in that.
Dean Michael Ebert here, Dean. One of the things that I really love about you getting this award is, I think, you know, it's no secret, a lot of people in this country would say we're lacking leadership in the political sense, lacking a lot of leadership. And one of the things I love about this award for you is that it shows that you don't have to be in cabinet, a senior member of government, to actually make a big difference. And the leadership that you showed during, you know, the entire of last year and before, obviously, made a huge difference. And you can make a big difference without being in cabinet. And so, you know, well done for showing enormous leadership. And I think this award just recognises that. And I think that's
and well, awesome. And well said, Mike. I fully agree with what you're saying. But while we're speaking of awards, you actually, or SBS, got an award last night. So
he's run out of room in his trophy cabinet. I've got to tell you.
Yeah, you can talk, Macca. So last night was the Australian LGBTI Awards held here in Sydney. Now, I believe that both of you were there last night.
It was a great night.
And Mike, that you ended up getting the Brand Award.
That's right.
So what does that mean? Or SBS did, I should say. Not you personally.
Yeah, so SBS won the Brand of the Year Award, and it's about, you know, what brand has really supported the community, done a lot for the community. And what was really special about it is that it was voted on by the public. And so it's the public saying what brand has really done something for the community. And so this is actually the second year that SBS has won it. And we were thrilled last year to win it and just shocked and surprised that we did it 2 years in a row. And I think it's a real credit to all the people at SBS who work so tirelessly every day to just promote diversity in all its forms, all the minority groups around the country. It's what we do. It's really to give people and communities that don't have a voice a voice, whether that be through drama like Deep Water, whether it be through showing gay and lesbian movies on SBS On Demand, whether it be through our SBS sexuality site, or just every night in the news stories, particularly, you know, over the marriage survey period, making sure that the community is seen in the best light that it can, so that hopefully one day we don't have to do all this, that it's just we're part of society, it's just a no big deal. And I think, you know, in generations to come it'll be like that, but at the moment there is still a lot of homophobia in this country of ours and around the world, and we've got a big job to do as media organisation to help people understand that diversity and minority groups are a major part of society, and diversity is a great thing.
Mike, just to shift the conversation away from you just for a minute, if that's okay. Yeah. I believe there was, I wasn't there last night, but I have heard reports that there was a standing ovation given to Dean, our very Dean here this morning.
There was.
Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was, I think, one of the first on my feet clapping as hard as I can, because what happened was Alex Greenwich won the Politician of the Year award. And in receiving that award, Alex Greenwich spent quite a bit of time in his acknowledgement speech talking about the great, wonderful work that Dean did. And he did say last night, and I 100% agree with him, I think everyone would, that we would not have marriage equality in this country had it not been for Senator Dean Smith.
Yes.
Who really put his neck out on the line, his job on the line, and really showed leadership. And, you know, he drafted the bill that was so important to get this through. Otherwise, as Alex said last night, we as a community would still be debating what this bill should look like. And so Dean was literally physically dragged up on stage in front of about 700 people. And everyone rose to their feet and just gave him the most rapturous round of applause. And it was so well deserved. And I'm getting goosebumps just reliving the story.
Quite emotional myself.
It was.
Dean, how did that feel for you?
Well, I think Alex. Alex was a very, very well deserving winner of the award, and his remarks were very gracious. He acknowledged my contribution, but also the contribution of people like Senator Janet Rice and Louise Pratt, who's a colleague of mine from Western Australia. And I think that many in the room would have appreciated the fact that yes, a lot of attention has been on the events of the last year, but you know, this weekend, tonight, we'll celebrate the 40th anniversary of the 78ers. In decades to come, many Australians will reflect on their participation in this historical event, the event of the last 12 months, and think, wow, they were part of that. And as much as I fought publicly and privately against the postal survey, I think many people, many, many more people can claim ownership of the final outcome, because we know that, you know, millions of them voted yes. So this is a time of great celebration, but just to reflect on what Michael said, the country did back LGBTIQ Australians last year, and we saw that very, very clearly with the results that were announced on the 15th of November. But that doesn't erase the difficulties that still exist in the community. It doesn't erase the work that still has to be done to inform and educate people. So some of those ill-informed views and ill-informed fears can be erased. So, you know, tonight's a great celebration, but it's also an opportunity just to remind ourselves that achievements that are won can easily be lost. And so constant vigilance,
sure,
very important.
Sure. Yeah. I have been hearing that there's a an interesting entry in tonight's parade called Happy Bernardi Gras. I don't know a lot about it. No,
I love the creativity.
Good,
I really
it?
Love the
it
creativity. That's we- right.
So, am I marching it?
No.
So I understand, I've just received a text about it.
Corey isn't a G-string.
I understand that there'll be a whole lot of people who essentially will be performing marriages, and in referencing some of Corey's comments about, you know, we'll be marrying animals and objects and innate things. So people will turn up, you know, dressed as the Eiffel Tower or the Leaning Tower of Pisa, pretending to get married. So it should be a bit of fun.
It'll
I think.
Be fun. It'll
it's
be
the
fun.
One thing the gay community is good at is having a bit of fun, and actually, particularly
a bit of humour.
A bit of humour is so important. So important. Can I just pick up on something that Dean was saying about the next steps? Well, we've got to remember that now that we've got marriage equality through, there's still a lot of work to do around things like trans issues, intersex issues, and also, you know, I was talking to
Disability issues.
Disability.
I mean, we had Daniel Monk here this morning, who was a young queer man with a disability,
and I was talking to Casey Conway this week, the NRL great athlete, and he was saying, as an Indigenous man, that he hopes that, you know, so many parts of the Indigenous community supported marriage equality, and he hopes that now the GLBT community can really get behind Indigenous recognition as well. And I really stopped and thought about that and thought, you know, there's so many other things that we need to, you know, fight for to have a harmonious society, and there's that's just one of them.
Now, Dean, you know, you're very, very active in Indigenous issues in WA. We are going to go to a break in a couple of minutes, but I just, some of the work you're doing there, again, it's about engagement, it's about courage, and it's about equality. Mm. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, you know, Western Australia is a huge state, and we do have, you know, large numbers of remote Indigenous communities, and, you know, part of my job as a senator, you know, I choose to, but it's work that I enjoy, you know, get around to remote communities, particularly across the far north of Western Australia, across the Kimberley. So both in that role, but also as the chairman of the Parliamentary Liaison Group on HIV, Bloodborne Viruses and STIs, have been drawing the government's attention to the, you know, the huge rates of STI infection in Indigenous communities. Pleased to report that during the week I had the opportunity to meet with the Chief Medical Officer of the Commonwealth, and the Commonwealth is taking a lead on this.
A former Victorian,
yes,
CEO of the Alston Hospital,
and very informed, very credible, Brendan Murphy was able to instill in me a great deal of confidence that yes, the issue was on the Commonwealth's radar. Yes, states and territories were cooperating, but we've got a long way to go. And interestingly, you know, HIV infection rates, you know, they affect every element of the Australian community, but they do affect Indigenous communities, and the sort of the profile of that issue in Indigenous communities is different from other communities in Australia. It's much more sort of intravenous drug use based transmission. But you know, these are real issues, and I think, you know, what I've been seeking to do over the last few years is sort of put a spotlight on issues that might otherwise be invisible to Australians, but importantly, that might otherwise be invisible to our community. Because there's always more that we can do to make sure that we are sort of, when we talk about diversity, we're actually sort of, you know, practicing that in our own communities, in our own friendship groups. So it's work I enjoy, and it's great to see that we're getting a little progress here.
Because, you know, equal means equal.
Mm.
It does. It's not spelt any other way than equal. And a message from a listener here. Good morning, Tassin Macca. Congratulations to Dean Smith for winning the McKinnon Award. Kisses. There you go.
Things are looking up.
I know.
It is Mardi Gras.
And we are. Tass and I are working on finding a boyfriend for Senator Smith. He's being very, you know, quiet about this. But we'll see what we can find. We need to politically check them first.
Of course. You're listening to a special broadcast from SBS Studios of Saturday Magazine here in Sydney, with Macca and myself, Tass, and our special guest in the studio, Michael Abeid, and Senator
Dean Smith.
Dean Smith. I had a blank there for a second. And you're sitting right next to me.
You were starstruck, Tass.
Well, it's such an auspicious audience, really.
Dean, not me.
And, you know, normally this is where we'd be closing the show after 2 hours, but we still have an hour to go.
We certainly do, Macca.
I'm going to take advantage of the fact that we have one. A senator from the government in the studio who will have a view on this, and CEO of SBS who might also have a view on this. Recently, Michael McCormack, member for Riverina, was elected leader of the National Party, but what comes with that is the job as Deputy Prime Minister. In the past, Michael has made some, I'll be charitable, unfortunate comments about our community. I think some of them go back more than 20 years. 93. So, gentlemen, Mike and Dean.
Well, the official position, Macca, is that he's actually changed his position,
yes,
and he has apologised on numerous occasions.
Yes. Mm.
So I suppose what we're really, you know, wanting to have a conversation about is the credibility of that that shift in view.
Mm.
Is that possible? Is that real?
I think you're right. I mean, he has apologised many, many times for the comments, and rightly so, which is great. And, you know, so many other people have evolved their views since 1993. It was a long time ago. Society's changed. And so much of what we do in the community is about bringing people on the journey. We've got a big job to do after marriage equality with Western Sydney and some other suburbs around the, around the country. You know, his views weren't unusual for 1993. But what's really important now is, in my view, is that he demonstrates, you know, his support for the community in some way. And one of the things that I think is really important is mental health for the GLBT community in the regions. And I think he's in a box seat to try and do something to really support, you know, depression and suicide rates is still very high across the regions. And I think as leader of the Nats, for him to come out with some sort of policy statement, something that supports the GLBT community would be a great way to follow up an apology.
Yep, sure. Dean, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I know Michael in his professional capacity, and I've always found him, you know, very courteous, very, very capable as a minister. I'd be very, very wary of a situation where we punish people for past views rather than recognise or acknowledge their change of view. And because in our country, we want to create a space where people can think about issues and then hopefully come to a more informed and enlightened view. You know, and I would remind people that, you know, a powerful demonstration of that is actually me on the marriage issue. You know, in 2012, I had a very, very different view.
You did. You did.
Very, very different view. So, but I would hope that our national leaders are people of informed views, that they don't use their position and authority to sort of give safe haven to ill-informed, prejudiced views.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, Michael's owned his position. He said, yep, they were the positions I had in the past, but my view of the world has changed.
And what we've always tried to do, certainly in this studio with Backer, is that we've tried to role model a respectful conversation, one that's based on evidence, that's informed, that's respectful of a diverse range of views, but at the end of the day does actually is inclusive and does respect our right to fully participate.
Well, I mean, it's not for me as a Liberal parliamentarian to give sort of political advice to the National Party, but...
But I will.
You know, and you only have to look at the survey results of the 15th of November to know that regional and rural Australians have much more contemporary, fair-minded views than many people would have imagined. Those of us that are out there know that that rural and regional people are very diverse, but they're also very, very fair-minded.
Absolutely.
You know who you've got to work on? You've got to work on Bridget McKenzie. You've got to work on Bridget. She's a bit of a ditch dweller on this.
A gun lover, isn't she?
I think just on to finish on that, I really think that the community, our community, should celebrate the fact that his views have evolved and embrace him with the fact that he now has evolved his views, as opposed to maybe, as Dean was saying, you know, hanging somebody for a view that they may have had, you know, some you know, 25 years ago. And that's what we want. We want more people to have evolved views.
Yep.
And we're going to use... Dean's going to help us, I'm sure, to get Michael on. We'll give him some time to get his feet under the desk, get his R.M. Williams under the desk. Mm. I've got a message quickly here. Good morning, Tass and Macca. What a privilege to listen to such erudite men in power. And they're not talking about us. There are many successful couples who are mixed from the left and right. Congratulations to Dean and Michael for both displaying... Actually, you spelt your name wrong. We don't want to... With displaying leadership with exceptional emotional intelligence. Dean, Gough Whitlam would be proud of your statesman qualities.
That is a career-limiting comment.
Who is that, Macca?
It's Hugs from Melbourne. Doesn't
love you, Hugs from Melbourne.
I have to close out very, very shortly. Dean and Mike, thank you, not just for being here, but for being leaders of our community, but actually taking actions and doing shit that matters. It really, really makes a difference. I've never been prouder as a gay man than I have been in the last year, being part of Joy, being part of...
The national conversation.
You know... I know a lot of politicians. Dean, you're one of the most impressive ones I've ever met. I've met a few. Mike, as a business leader, I wish we had more like you. Thank you.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.